Mr. President, so Senators Bennett and Fakes. There has been a change in the Rules Committee schedule. We have subpoenaed Dan Hickey, Norm Gorsuch, and Ron Lorison. Mr. Hickey will testify today beginning at 1:30. Mr. Gorsuch is in the air and will probably testify sometime this evening. Mr. Lockavara?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to request that the committee recall the governor immediately, either at this point or at 1:30, in order to avoid the time that it would take to hear from a variety of other witnesses whose testimony we believe would be the same as that of the governor. And I would like to explain how this rather unusual session has evolved. As you will recall, yesterday several members raised questions with the governor when he first learned from Mr. Hickey or Mr. Gorsuch about this investigation and how much detail they discussed with him at the first session. That had not been a subject of any inquiry previous to that, either in the grand jury or otherwise, and it was, frankly, not a matter on which we had attempted to refresh the governor's recollection by showing him schedules or other documents. I believe the governor's testimony reversed the sequence of two meetings. When Mr. Dash advised us of this last evening, and told us what Mr. Hickey and Mr. Gorsuch recalled, we raised that with the governor, and I believe he agrees with the testimony that Mr. Gorsuch and Mr. Hickey would give concerning the sequence of the meetings that they had, as well as the aftermath of those meetings. To the extent the committee considers it relevant to determine that sequence, it seems to me the committee would be well served simply to recall the governor and ask him now what actually occurred as he best recalls it. There is documentary evidence in the governor's schedules and a public press release that would show what the governor knew and when he knew it, in the old phrase, concerning this matter. And we would suggest that since the testimony yesterday seemed to have brought to a conclusion the original subject that the committee was called into session to consider, that rather than go into collateral matters, if the committee believes it necessary to clear up this discrepancy, the governor should simply be given an opportunity now with some advance warning to explain what he recalls about that. And so we would make that application, Mr. Chairman, in the hope that it will save the members of the committee and the rest of the members of the Senate a good deal of time.
Mr. Chairman, I object at this time to a recalling of the governor to give another version, or at least a version as he now is willing to give based on information that I gave to Mr. Lockavara. I certainly felt I was obligated, in professionally and in the fairness of the way we've conducted this hearing, to inform Mr. Lockavara of the information that we have been receiving yesterday evening. But I believe that information is such, in light of the governor's testimony yesterday, that for a full and fair development of the evidence as to what occurred and whose recollection is accurate and whether this committee has been given candid evidence by the governor, that it is important now, in the light of three opportunities the governor had to respond to that question, and one from me giving the governor the information we had had from Mr. Hickey, the chief prosecutor, as to that particular event, that now I think it is appropriate to get a full discussion and a full elaboration of what in fact occurred and whose recollection is correct, that the evidence of those who attended that meeting, who in fact knew what occurred, should come, and certainly the governor should have adequate opportunity afterwards to respond to that. I think it would be out of order and out of the sequence of proof to have the governor anticipate testimony of relevant witnesses now.
Thank you, Mr. Dash. The chair will rule that we will welcome the testimony from Governor Sheffield following the testimony from the witnesses that we've subpoenaed this morning. The Rules Committee will stand in recess until 1:30.